with the Kavanah cards, card number 17, which is the section of the davening between Baruch Hu and Shmon Esrei. And you can see that we start off with references to God as the Yotzer, as the Creator. And especially on Shabbos, we stress the elements of creation and God's relationship to the human race through nature, through natural events. We speak about the mountains and the hills and the sun, the moon, the stars. Tovim Melrosh Shabar Elohenu Yitzharam B'da'as B'vinu V'Haskel. The word Yotzer keeps appearing again and again all over. In fact, the first bracha ends Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros. So, in fact, when we add to the davening, we call them Yotros, because those are additions to the davening at this part of the davening. It's really a misnomer to refer to Yotros that are added after Shmon Esrei starts. There's a different name for that. So it comes from this part of God as the Yotzer, the Creator. So I'd like to point especially to right after we finish the Kedusha, Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Kamo, we have a paragraph called Le'el Baruch Nimos Yitenu. So let me sing out these praises of Hashem. We refer to 8 different things that God does. And we say, Ki Hu Levado, He alone does all of these things. So we say Poel Givaros, so Sechadoshos, Balm Nachamos, Arif the Kos, Matsmiya Kutros, Bariferos, Narosilos, Adonaniflos. So I'll give you a homework assignment. According to ancient man, and it's in Chazal also, there were 8 bodies in the heavens that were, well, 7 were observable because we're on one of them. There were 8 bodies. There was the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Earth, which of course he couldn't observe, but Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. So those are known as the Zion Kochvei Leches, the 7 bodies that they could see from Earth. And Earth, of course, is number 8. And there are 8 items here, what we say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone does. Ancient man believes that there were powers that were given to each one of these bodies, such as the power of Hischatshus to the moon, the power of refuah to the sun. Have you heard the Medrash that Avram had a figure of the sun that he wore around his neck, and when people looked at it, they were cured. Right? So whether this was before he turned to Hashem or after he turned to Hashem, but be it as it may, Avram sits in the sun. We know that sun affords us a great boost of vitamin D, which is very necessary. So the sun was the healer. Right? What did they call Jupiter was tzedek, was the source of tzedek and tzedakah, righteousness. So if you look at all of these, they capture all of the planets. But ki hu levado, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the author of this. Not as ancient man felt that, let's say, Baal Milchamos, of course, was Mars. Right, Oset Tzedakos is Jupiter, Barifuos is the sun, Oset Hadoshos is the moon. So the homework assignment is try to fit each one of these into, I already gave you a few, let me see if we can review them. And you'll see that the purpose of this is to say ancient men looked at the nature around them and they gave powers to the various natures, right? As we say, it's all Ki Hu Levado. And in famous Gematria, Hateva is Gematria Elokim. So it all stems from the same place, and that's really one of the purposes of this section of the tefillah. So keep that in mind as we prepare for davening in Shmon Esrei.